What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining with us on our first episode of the Checking the Pulse podcast. My name is Chris Clark. I am the youth pastor and associate pastor at West Park Church in New Jersey. And I am joined today by
Taylor Carlaw, aka Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay, Taylor Carlaw. And Taylor, what's really cool about this podcast is that it was not our idea.
It was not.
We were approached by a couple of kids in the youth group, and they are here with us today, and they wanted to start a podcast themselves. And we said, well, you're kids, you probably shouldn't do that yourself, so us adults are on it as well. And these people are
Mark Anthony, Chris's favorite YouTube kid.
YouTube kid, yes. My favorite YouTube kid.
I quit.
Okay, we got him to quit already. Go ahead. And you two?
Logan Sawyer's the quiet one.
Okay, so this is what this podcast is going to be, everybody.
Absolutely.
Jokes and fake accents.
He's in Mary Poppins. He has to work on the accent.
Okay, yes. All right,
Rising
so
star.
Yes. So, this is the Checking the Pulse podcast, meaning what, Mark?
That we're going to touch up on what you said during youth group and kind of kidify it.
Cool. And why is the name so ironic?
Because Pulse is the name of the youth group.
Ha! So it all comes back to it. Nice. Here's a quiz. Do you know what the Pulse...
Power Unlimited, Love So Epic.
Wow.
Whoa.
Gold star for Mark.
Cut you off, too.
Logan, you going to talk or no?
No.
No,
all
okay.
Right, so I'm going to ask. So Mark and Logan, you guys came to us with this idea. Why did you want to start this podcast?
Why did we want to start it? I think it all was just kind of a joke at first. Like, because you guys, we thought you would never say no. I mean, never say yes.
Oh, we do have a studio with podcast equipment, so.
Well, it's also me and Mark.
It is me. It is you and Mark. You're right. But, go ahead. You guys.
Mark, feedback?
Anything?
Mark's a little verklempt over there.
He is drinking that spicy cranberry
sauce. All right, I'm going to need you to never do that again in the mic. Everyone listening, I am so sorry, but with teenagers on a podcast, you're probably going to get sounds like this.
You are. Just very random, especially the first one. You know, this is literally my life. See, okay, eighth grade teacher, Cherry Street School, shout out to Cherry Street, go Falcons. This is my life every day, Chris.
Oh, I'm just over here shaking my head.
Yeah. So for me,
I work with teenagers too.
You do, but...
And they're weird. Can't you tell?
They are. But I will say I'm very proud of these two teenagers coming to us with this idea.
Yes, because we were talking before that kids really don't have an avenue to really show like what they're learning, and this is something that I think can give you your own voice. Bark, stop trying to make me laugh during this podcast, because remember that I'm the one doing all the editing.
Da-da-da.
Okay.
So this is a opportunity for you guys to have a voice and share what goes on at Pulse. Like, you guys care enough about the youth group to want to, well, go on. What do you
represent?
Okay. And Mark?
What he said.
Okay. We're going great here, guys. We are 5 minutes in. We're doing great.
No, but we were saying – so, Mark, you were saying earlier you were already telling your friends that you're going to be on podcast and kind of like
– Me too.
Yeah. Oh, you were telling friends too, Logan? See, there we go. You're already telling friends. Now, are these friends that go to church? That's the real question. Do they already go to church?
Some of them?
Some of them not, though, right, Logan?
Maybe. Never asked.
Never asked them to go to church.
So, if anything, this could be a – what is it? A segue – to getting them to church, right?
Introduction. Woo!
Yeah.
So, like, is it awkward trying to talk about, like, church and inviting your friends to church? I mean, you guys are you're freshmen in high school. I mean, let's be honest. Is that going to be the first thing you're going to talk about with your friends?
You went from the top of the totem pole back down to the bottom of the totem pole.
Ah, high school. The good old days.
Yeah. Go ahead. Come on. You got, this is the part where you guys talk.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just me and Chris, and nobody wants to listen to that.
No.
I would.
Aw, thanks, Logan.
You're welcome. Did you ever see an episode of Caffeine and Christ?
I didn't. No, we didn't because we didn't do a video podcast.
It
wasn't
video. It was audio.
Same thing.
But you listened to it.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago, though, because they don't produce anything anymore.
Nope.
Wow. Wow, put you on blast.
That's what I've come to expect in this podcast. He'll come on every now and then, too. What?
I just added him on Facebook the other day. Very proud of myself.
Okay, so that's a question. You're a teenager that still has a Facebook.
I love Facebook.
It's so nice.
Why?
Because you can stalk your friends' moms and get
You really attention. Should not say that at all.
Too late.
You can find weird pictures of your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can't you do that on like Instagram too?
No, because they post them.
Yeah, they're saying like their moms post like the old throwbacks like Wanda does of Steven, and I just love it.
Oh.
And so they get there to see those pictures of their friends.
You threw
when
your
they
hubby
were kids.
Out like that.
I'm fine. Sorry, honey. I love you. This is why you don't want me on the podcast. Just kidding.
Done.
Right there. So, Mark just added my mother-in-law. All right.
Very good.
But no, so social media, we obviously have a Pulse Instagram page and social media page. Uh-huh. Probably your friends don't really check that out much. They listen to you more than our Instagram. So this is another way for you to reach your friends, right? Especially the ones that don't go to
church. All right, we're going to have to get this on track a little bit.
Does it smell good, Logan?
It does.
I don't know what I was expecting.
Mark was really doing well. That's
he was.
He was doing so well.
Is he messed it up?
And then Logan. I thought it would be the opposite.
I thought
it was. It's always me, isn't it?
It's not. That's
it's
why I'm
not,
surprised.
Though.
It's not.
Anyway, let's get back on track. Social media. What were you saying, Taylor?
Well, I was saying that this would probably be a better way for you guys to reach your friends, right? Because they probably don't follow our Instagram and Facebook pages, right?
I don't know. We had a Facebook page.
You have a Facebook page?
I think we still do. I don't know if it's been active in the last 2 years.
It definitely pops up when I post on Instagram. So I don't know if I'm just potentially sharing the story. I have no idea.
Sure.
But
I think it's there.
You guys are your friends are going to be on podcasts. Your friends are going to want to listen to you talk on a podcast, right?
My friends didn't believe me.
No way. Well,
my
here.
Friend wants to be on it as a guest.
I think we should make that happen.
Well, we got to add another mic because we have 4 mics. And this is going to be so much fun to edit, by the way.
I'm sure. Ooh. That's all you, buddy.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I was saying before how, like, when I grew up in, like, high school when you, all right, so how old are you guys?
14.
Okay. When I was 14, I don't even think I had a
Track the trailer, plays it.
Freshman, no. You're freshman. I had a cell phone, but I didn't Lincoln have a track. I had one of those, what are they called? Motorola flip phones.
Oh, nice. The Razors.
No, I wasn't cool enough to have a Razor. Okay. I had like the Razor's ugly cousin.
Oh, gotcha.
But still, it didn't get like anything fancy. So
no, it was
I
a flip phone.
Yeah. Well, now they're fancy. They're coming back. Whatever.
Wait, was it one of the fancy ones, like with the keyboard that would slide down?
No, it was not a.
It didn't have the keyboard. He wasn't that cool.
Oh, either. What the heck were
that
they
was
called?
A BlackBerry.
Yeah.
BlackBerry, but what were they called?
BlackBerry.
No, the
BlackBerry.
Okay. Yeah.
BlackBerry.
Anyways,
my age. Yeah.
You had a flip phone.
Yes, I didn't listen. I didn't even know what podcasts were. When I was 14.
Yeah, like prehistoric.
Not that old.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know how long podcasts have been around.
Yeah, they would.
I know they
dinosaurs.
Really blew up during COVID. Like, that's when people really started doing podcasts. You couldn't do show production and all that. So podcasts really took off because you could do them right from home. But I don't know.
How long
I had
have
never
podcasts
heard of them
been around?
Then.
Here we go.
Google.
Did you really
thank you,
just
Google.
Lick the mic?
By accident?
Did you guys know that podcast used to be known as audio blogs?
Oh my Whoa. Goodness, no way, go on.
Okay. Dating back to the 1980s.
Okay.
But
oh, wow.
So cool.
Your patronization is not needed.
That's a big word, Chris.
You're going to learn a lot of big words around me, Logan.
Okay.
But with the advent of broadband internet access and portable digital audio playback devices such as the iPod, podcasting began to catch hold.
Yes. I have one.
Oh, you have an iPod. Okay, sick.
Podcasting began to catch hold in late 2004. I was 13.
There you go.
So I will just tell you this. I did not have an iPod when at first – I did not have – a good iPod. I think I had like a leftover, like, I don't know. I had like MP3 players. Do you know what an MP3 player is?
Yes. I have one of them too.
Music player number three.
Did you buy it in an antique store?
I don't know. I got it for Christmas.
It's a media player.
Same thing.
Not just music. Because it played. I did have a Walkman.
Nice.
I just imagine you in like them like tight, like, biker shorts, like with a Walkman. Like
nothing about the clothes I used to wear was tight.
I can imagine him.
You dressed like a skater boy, like Avril Lavigne.
No, but I do remember rocking out to that song when I was a kid. But regardless, podcasts were not on my radar at all when I was a teenager. Do you guys listen to podcasts now?
Un poquito.
I don't speak
a little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
What podcasts do you listen to? If you listen to a little bit, like, what's
are you allowed to say?
I would, but I at the expense of me being made fun of, I don't think we should.
Okay, very good.
Is it a Marvel one?
No.
Oh,
it's a DC one.
Oh, I'm jealous. Which one?
It's called Dr. DC, man.
Dr. C.
So they just talked about
Dr. DC.
Nerd.
I know. I'm for it.
I'm all for it.
Mark. Podcast of choice?
I like Ear Biscuits by Good Mythical Morning.
All right, we got to stop with that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay. Nice. I listen to them more now, obviously, because one, I have created one before and feel like I should have a little bit of an idea of what I'm doing. But really still only listen to like the radio, and I listen to like sports talk radio. I'm a simpleton at heart. Taylor, you listen to podcasts too?
I do. I'm trying to find the name of the one I listen to. I listen to quite a few. The one I listen to that makes me love my job is Honest Teacher Vibes has one, and it's just a bunch of teachers talking about what it's like to be a teacher nowadays. It's pretty hysterical. And I get some free like curriculum ideas, so that's always a win.
That's cool. I follow a lot of like youth pastor memes and like youth ministry pages.
Wait. Do you know that dude, Youth Pastor Ryan?
On TikTok? He ain't a real youth pastor, man.
He's not?
No.
I don't think he is.
I like Youth Pastor Ryan, but I don't think he's an actual youth pastor.
I probably don't know who you're talking about. But
you will if you see him.
He's on probably.
TikTok. He's on a lot of TikToks.
I'm not on TikTok.
TikTok.
Oh, I'm not on TikTok. But I work on this.
I do follow Cool Carl. Cool Carl is pretty funny, and I think he has a podcast called Ninjas. Butterflies Are Ninjas.
I love that.
And they are pretty funny.
I like podcasts better than even
I just
music
can't
now.
Sit down and listen for like a half hour to an hour at a time though. I have two kids at home with a third on the way.
Woo-hoo!
Just running around. I do not know who that is.
He's a stand-up comedian. I thought he was an actual youth pastor.
No.
Just like Creature of Austin.
What are you trying to say? That youth pastors are comedians at heart and nothing else?
You're not funny,
well,
Chris.
Not you, Chris. No.
Sorry.
You try to be funny, but it's really outdated. Like when you played this, it's corn for like 5 minutes. I wanted to die.
Pass the shine, buddy. Sorry. You're really putting y'all on
big
blast.
Lump of knobs. It has the juice.
That was like funny like 3 months ago, like a decade.
Well, if this is giving you any insight as to what this podcast is going to be,
this is
not funny
for me. And Taylor.
Yeah.
Although Taylor's kind of adding to it as well a little bit.
I really am. I'm kind of like the neutral. Like, I'm an adult, but I also...
Are you, though?
Well,
you
yeah.
Hey, don't diss on my Tay-Tay like that.
Thank you, Logan.
Okay. You're welcome. So getting back to why we're doing a podcast, what is the purpose of That is disgusting.
Would you rather hear a chomp, 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 chomp?
No, that's not proper etiquette.
No, you take a gum wrapper and you wrap the gum up in it.
But I'm not done with it.
That is disgusting.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
All right, just like on Wednesday nights, why are we making a podcast? Oy. This is my job to keep you guys on track.
Mark.
Just like on Wednesday nights?
Just like on Wednesday nights.
Why are we making it?
No, why are we making a podcast?
Oh.
We'll get there eventually, guys.
Didn't we already say that?
Yes, but elaborate. That means go further. Like, dig deeper. Why are you specifically making a podcast?
Because kids do not like getting told what to do by adults.
We're not kids.
Do you think that I tell kids what to do?
Yes, well, you do.
When okay. you're in authority.
Like at winter camp when you made us do a lesson at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, if we do that again.
I did a lesson at 1 in the morning.
Yes, you did because we got there late. It was like 12. We got there.
I'm going to bed this time.
Oh, that was the first night last year.
I don't care what it said to me. I'm going to bed.
That's funny because ask me if I care.
Me and Logan are going to cuddle up in one
cot. Yeah, that's what we're going to say.
You should probably not do that because those cots are small.
Why don't you take a nap on the bus?
Yes, that's what you bus drive
for. Why not sleep on the bus and then be ready to go?
Car sick? Your eyes are closed and you're asleep.
I get car sick.
Nah.
I get it.
Okay. Why did we make this podcast? Go ahead, Mark.
I just answered, Logan.
Oh. All
We're right. going to answer this 16 different times.
Add on.
So the point is you wanted to take what I talk about at youth group on Wednesday nights.
And simplify it.
Simplify it.
Exactly.
Dumb it down.
Exactly.
That's mean.
No, it's not.
Yeah, sure.
Put it in...
Kid terms.
Kid terms.
Slang.
Can you make it applicable to a teenager today? Which is what I already try to do when I teach.
But you're very late to it.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah,
like,
what do you mean?
You'll find a trend like after it's already
done. All right, enough about the corn video. Okay?
I can't get over it.
He's an Instagram Reels kid.
YouTube Shorts.
Wow.
He would have definitely been an iPad kid.
I was.
A tablet kid? I am not a tablet kid.
No, iPad kid. There's a difference. I see, I had a Kindle Fire, so it was different. iPad kids go when they...
I had an iPad, but I was never like that.
That's
that was an image I never want to get out of my head because that was just...
Cocomelon.
Awful. Do not... All right, first of all, Cocomelon does not come on in the Clark household.
No.
Because you like Bluey.
Bluey is...
Trash.
The best show
I'm
for
sorry.
Kids.
I'm sorry. When Tay-Tay babysits, it's Gabby's Dollhouse all day long.
Thank you.
It's Gabby's Dollhouse.
Superior Terrible. Is what it is. No.
Terrible.
It what happened amazing. To Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Thank you.
Oh, toodles!
Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog. Listen, I know all these because of my kids.
No, sure. Like, get them on, like, the old school stuff, like Doc McStuffin.
I love Doc McStuffin.
That one, Nina and Star.
Don't know what that
is. I hated that. It was so creepy.
You're creepy.
It was a puppet star.
Listen, when you guys are on my level, you'll start remembering things like Arthur.
Arthur was my favorite.
Arthur was my jam. Did you watch Caillou?
Yes.
Yes.
I was Caillou.
My sister watched Arthur.
A lot of people don't like Caillou.
I know, because he's a brat and he gets away with everything. But as a kid,
it
sounds
brat.
Like somebody I know.
I don't like it now, but as a
the
kid,
the better one. Little Bill. Did anybody watch Little Bill?
I did watch Little Bill.
Loved Little Bill.
Little Bill!
I love
it's
Bob
It's
kind
of a little weird now because of everything with like Bill Cosby.
Oh yeah. But still.
Little Bill was quality this television.
I kids, honestly Chris. Forgot no that was Bill Cosby.
Totally Listen, forgot about that. I was old enough to know when Bill Cosby had a show called The Cosby Show. And it
Full
was
House.
Really funny.
Full House.
Vita.
Family Matters.
Family Matters. Great.
What is Family Matters?
It's Urkel.
Oh.
Carl Weathers.
I didn't know that was what it called.
Do you know who played him?
No idea. Isn't he
dead? That one guy.
Jaleel White.
Isn't he dead?
No.
No.
Then who's the one that died?
The Bob Saget.
Bob Saget, yeah.
Full House.
Full House.
Not going to get into that. He was a weirdo.
Yeah. Okay.
He was a stand-up comedian.
Also had a podcast.
Also did have a podcast. Well, the more you know. Knowledge is power. Okay, yes. So on every episode, we are going to review through the students, the kids' eyes here, what I talked about and what we discussed at youth group the night before. We're going to do that now because you guys were both here last night when we had youth group, correct?
We were. Yes, sir.
Obviously, I never skip a week, ever.
Not even if you have plans with somebody.
Or if you have nobody else to sit with, right?
Never.
I hope you guys can read through the blanketed sarcasm that is being...
We didn't go. I didn't want to sit with anybody other than Logan.
I had stuff to do with my mom.
Okay, well, at least that's a legitimate excuse.
The fear in his eyes when he just admitted that he was...
Oh, Logan hangs out with his mommy.
There's nothing wrong with that, Mark Anthony.
Yeah, I hang out with your mom too.
All right, you know what? That's why I hang out with Judy.
Go ahead.
Judy's mine.
Go ahead.
I'm going to marry her.
I ain't stopping you.
4 more years.
Go ahead. All right,
four what more years. What we talked about last night was...
Judy.
Woo! There it is, folks. That got me to break.
We... We were talking about winter camp, which is when, guys? When is winter camp?
Friday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Who still needs to pack? Me.
Oh, me. Started packing.
Do you want me to pack you an extra towel? Again?
Always, but I will remember to bring them this time.
You sure about that, Chris?
Yeah, last year I totally forgot. But winter camp is our youth group's, like, I feel like it's our biggest event. It's the one I love doing the most because – aside from you kids enjoying yourself and having a great time there, I hope you get something out of it more than just
staying up until 1 o'clock doing a lesson.
Still, that one lesson about like the God doesn't make mistakes still sticks.
Wait,
Ephesians 2:10.
Like I think we are God's workmanship.
Can I ask a serious question?
Yes.
No.
Do you reuse lessons? Because I remember watching that video before.
You did it before.
The skit guys one.
Are we gonna watch? Is that just the winter camp like?
No, before you guys were around, I used to use Skit Guys all the time.
Yeah, but we watched that video twice there. Like, watched it last year and then the first year.
Oh, that's
first
called
year
for
we
effect,
went.
Bro. Yeah. If I replayed it, it's for effect.
Oh, so are you going to watch it again?
Did you make somebody cry with that video?
I made a lot of people cry that weekend.
I made leaders cry with that video, Chris.
Because it's such a good video.
I almost cried. It is a good video. It's because you have to think about how this world kind of sucks. At lifting people up. Mm-hmm. It is terrible at encouraging people to be better. If anything, we are like spit on and kind of like pushed down in the mud because your neighbor needs to be better than you. Mm-hmm. And that's what our world pushes people to do. When this video is showing that this world can tell you all these things and can belittle you and put you down and make you feel like dirt, but God has claimed that he doesn't make mistakes and he created you. And if he created you with a perfect image in mind. And what happened to that perfect image?
It got chiseled.
Well, no. Well, okay. Yeah. So in the video, he's trying to chisel, I'm air quoting, chisel, like with a hammer, like what an artist would use marble, like cutting marble or rock into a statue or something like that. A statue is considered a masterpiece from the artist, original creation. What is in the way? Though, why did this make you kids cry?
Yo, how is it? And it's still with you. So how did it affect you that it's still here? We are a year later, almost exactly a year later. How is it still affecting you?
Because I know from at least me, but I know that everybody at least once has gone through like feeling that you're not enough, that nobody really likes you, how you're just a mistake and that nobody wants you there. And that video really hit close to home.
I agree. What about you?
I do agree. But also, I think that video also sticks with, and this might be a stupid reason, but the guy in the blue shirt, when he's getting the things chiseled out of him, he's like, oh, can you take this out too? Can you take this out too? And then he's like, no, because I don't remember much.
Okay, keep going.
But he's like, no, you're going to be made in my image, man, not yours.
Well, and that's the point.
I know.
The point behind him saying that was you want me to fix where you think you need to be fixed, not where I know you need to be fixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where sin has gotten in the way. things that we do wrong, and we tend to put things in God's place, and we try to be God. And that was what he was chiseling out.
And what he wanted to be chiseled away was what the world wanted him to be. He wanted to lose 50 pounds. He wanted to be stronger.
Here's
he
my
wanted...
back fat. I don't know why you invented back fat. Can you chisel that away?
Right. And it was all to fit whose standards? The world standards, not society. God's standards. And God will always say, nope, not it, dude.
Yeah.
You're going to fit into my image for you, what I created you to be, not the world's.
And that kind of reminds me of the one dude when God got crucified, when he denied God's name 3 times because he would have been killed for knowing him. So he acted like he didn't know him and kind of tried to fit in with everybody else's views.
He was a disciple. Do you know his name?
Give me a minute.
Starts with a P and ends with eater.
Peter.
John.
John was it. You're right. No, 100%. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, denied knowing him. So,
and who claimed to be Jesus's best friend. Oh, I'd never betray you. I would never go against you. And then
he was one of the big three.
One of the big three.
Peter James
denied him 3 big times.
Before the rooster.
Damar Hamlin, big three.
Robots, aliens, and wizards.
So, you're emoting over there. What's the problem, Mark?
I gotta go potty.
Okay. Well, that's... Guys, I want to thank you for joining with us on the first episode of Checking the Pulse podcast. We have more in store for you. We wanted to get people excited for this. Aruga. And so we are doing a shorter episode to start, but we are going to have more in-depth conversation on different topics coming up, and I encourage you guys to listen to it. And if not for anything else, it's to listen to me try and not crack up while these two are licking the mic or making weird sounds. And Taylor, I don't know how you're not cracking up right now.
Because I literally deal with this 8 hours a day, Christopher, as an 8th grade teacher. This is my life. You're just getting a hint of it. Right? We're going to have such a great time. Guys, pray for us this weekend. Just all I'm asking. Pray for us this week. We got 22 of these hooligans with us.
Especially Matthew.
Oh, you guys don't understand.
Just you wait.
Just you wait.
Alexander Hamilton.
Sorry. We'll be waiting. Okay, that's enough.
All right, guys. We'll see you. Thank you for joining with us for Checking the Pulse podcast. I'm Chris.
Tay-Tay.
Mark Anthony.
Laquan. Logan.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Love you. Awooga.